Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaPon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Robinson and he is out, LaPon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen pinch hits for Larry Doby. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.